Coming up on episode number 343, we move our Sundale Request Show again to a Tuesday, temporarily. And tonight you're going to hear covers of Neil Young, Split Enz, The Darkness, and The Passions. All this and more, and some trivia coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's July 17th, 2007. My name is Brian Ebbin. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. As always, once a week, trying to bring you stuff that I get in the mailbox, requests, phone, audio comments, things like that. I get a ton of email every week, and so I kind of sift through and pick out the requests that people want and put them together for usually a Sunday night show, but this week it's going to happen on a Tuesday night. You're going to hear some, well, I already told you what you're going to hear, didn't I? So why don't we get into what you're going to hear? Let's actually start off with an audio request, and I know I'm going to get some complaints that this ain't a cover, but let's hear first what Corbin says.
Hello, Brian. This is Corbin from Greeley, and I was just putting in a request for any cover that you can find of Semisonic's Closing Time. That's one of my favorite songs in the whole world, and I was wondering if there was any cover versions. I can't find any. Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye. Love Coverville. See ya.
All right, Corbin. Well, yeah, I'm a huge Semisonic fan, or I was anyway, and Trip Shakespeare, and the New Standards, The Laws. No, not The Laws. Ooh La La. No, The Flops. Is that their name? All these different splinter bands that kind of came off of Semisonic and Trip Shakespeare. I looked online, I did some searching around the sites I usually go to that where I track down cover songs, secondhand songs, and coversproject.com. Neither of them list any covers of Closing Time by Semisonic. Of course, there's covers of the other Closing Time songs. Leonard Cohen has one, for example. I did find some stuff on YouTube, some people who recorded their own acoustic covers of the track, but I decided rather than play an acoustic cover, it's one of the subpar ones that is on YouTube, I'd play an acoustic cover by the person who wrote the song. Dan Wilson, who is one-third of Semisonic, one-third, I think there was only three people in the band, one-third of Semisonic, added this to a bonus track from the Singing in My Sleep CD single. Yeah, okay, he is part of Semisonic, so I understand if you think this doesn't quite count as a cover. If not, then hey, we'll just call this the Uncovered Gem of the Week. It's Closing Time, an acoustic version by Dan Wilson.
Sisters come. Closing time. gather up your jackets. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Yeah, I know. Mother Nature's silver sea to a new home.
after the Gold Rush, performed there by, wow, what a super group, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt actually did some work with Neil Young, who they were covering there. That's After the Gold Rush from the Trio 2 album from 2006. That's going out to Burton in memory of his father. Great dedication there. Beautiful song. Before that, closing time. Yeah, all right. Again, don't fire up your emails. I know it's technically, you know, there's a very gray area there. If a performer releases a cover of a song that they did back when they were with a group. And I'm going to put another show together. I did one called Recover, or the Recovery Room, way back. I think it was show 88. And it is time for me to do another one, although at this time I think I'm going to call it Splitsville, which was a recommendation from my mother for a name of a show where the original artist split away from the rest of the group and redid a song. All right, let's get to another request here. This is I'm in Love with a German Film Star. And it's performed here by the Foo Fighters. The original artist was The Passions. And it was requested by Christine from New York City, who is dedicating it to her friend Barbara Gogan, who happens to be the songwriter and performer of the original as a member of The Passions. Here's the Foo Fighters with I'm in Love with a German Film Star.
Thank you.
originally by The Laws, Sixpence None the Richer also covered it. There, it's covered by the Boo Radleys from the 1993 soundtrack to the Mike Myers film So I Married an Axe Murderer, which, incidentally, soundtrack also included The Laws' original. So it's a cool place to get both the original and the cover. And actually, I really like that cover version almost as much as the original, certainly more than the Sixpence None the Richer version. That is going out to Sean, from the White House. Well, actually, from White House, Tennessee. Yes, his request is from the soundtrack to one of my favorite cheesy 90s movies, So I Married an Axe Murderer. I used to have the soundtrack on CD, but loaned it to a friend and haven't seen it since. Well, sorry to hear that, Sean. that's a bummer. Hate that. Before that, you heard I'm in Love with a German Film Star, going out to Christine from New York City. Well, really quickly, I want to tell you about the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. You've heard me talking about them, Audio Engine USA and their Audio Engine 5 speakers. I lent these out to a friend of mine this last weekend who was having a surprise birthday party for her husband. And she had them outside. They were putting out amazing sound. And all we had to do, we just plugged in a little iPod Nano with about 10 hours of music mix on there, shuffle, and just set it up there, forgot about it, and the music was great through the whole party. It was an outdoor party, the sound filled the whole backyard and even went into the house a little bit, so it was a great, great crystal clear booming sound. These speakers are awesome. They're portable, makes it very easy to lend them to friends or to encourage them to buy their own. Psst. Yep. they sound great and they look beautiful. In a black or white piano finish and a USB port on the top to charge your MP3 player while you're listening to music, or you can plug it right into your stereo. It's got RCA jacks on the back, those little red and white RCA jacks that everybody's familiar with. Check them out, audioengineusa.com, or even better, use the Coverville link to take you right to their website, coverville.com/audioengine. Getting on to another request. This one, you know, I had no idea. And it combines two bands that I'm really big fans of. First off, Split Enz. And of course, you know how much I like Crowded House and Neil Finn and Tim Finn and all those derivations of the whole Split Enz family tree, so to speak. Yes, and I'm glad that Crowded House is back together, reunited, and released a new album. That's neither here nor there. Also, the Go-Go's. Specifically, Belinda Carlisle. On her 1986 album, she actually covered Stuff and Nonsense by Split Enz. I had no idea until I got an email from Jeff, who recommended that I play it on the show. So, without any further ado, let's get to Belinda Carlisle with her cover of Split Enz's Stuff and Nonsense.
Disobey my own decisions. I deserve all your suspicions. First it's yes and then it's no. I dilly-dally down to you all. But I got the secrets that in my sleep. I won't make promises to you that I can't keep. And you know that I love you, here and now, not forever. I can give you the present. I don't know about the future. That's all stuff and nonsense. I once lived for the future. Every day was one day closer, greener on the other side. Yes, I believe before I met you, I soon learned your love was brighter than stars in my eyes. know how it went, I know where and why. And you know that I love you, here and now, not forever. I can give you the present, I don't know about the future. That's all stuff and nonsense.
This is Howard Jones, and this is Coverville with Brian Ibbett.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love. Kiss you every minute, every hour, every day. You got me in a spin and everything is say okay. Touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you're touching me. Think called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love. Ooh. Yes. Touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love. Ooh. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
Going out to Doug in Peterborough, Ontario. That is Edson with I Believe in a Thing Called Love, originally by The Darkness, a very sweet, kind of soulful version of that song. Edson is from Sweden, and that's a wonderful, as Doug put in his email, they do a wonderful, relaxed cover of I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. Excellent. Before that, you heard the wonderful Belinda Carlisle. You know, I just had the biggest crush on her in high school. I remember when she came out with that first solo album after the Go-Go's split up. I believe it was after Talk Show was the last Go-Go's album before they reunited. She really reinvented herself then, and it was great, obviously, when the Go-Go's did reform and put out those other albums. Stuff and Nonsense, originally by Split Enz, covered there by Belinda Carlisle from her 1986 album, Belinda. Well, Tina is not here, but I'm going to go it alone with trivia. And this time, this one comes from Thomas from the Yo La La French Rap Podcast. Yes, you heard right. The French Rap Podcast. Awesome. Let's listen.
Hi, Tina and Brian, and hi to all the Coverville listeners around the world.
Hi, Thomas.
My name's Thomas, and as you can tell from the accent, I'm French. So I'd like to play Guess the Sample with you. So as you know, sampling is a very important part of hip-hop music around the world, and French hip-hop, because we don't pronounce H's, of course, is no exception. So, of course, I'm not going to ask you to recognize French rappers, because they're not exactly super famous in English-speaking countries, but I'll ask you to recognize the famous artists that they sampled to make their tracks. So, if you're ready, let's get started right away with extract number one.
Perché sur une estrade, groupé comme du bétail, jeté de droite à gauche tel des fétus de paille. Ils leur ont inculqué que leur couleur était un crime. Ils leur ont tout volé jusqu'à leurs secrets les plus intimes. Piller leur culture, brûler leurs racines, de l'Afrique du Sud jusqu'aux rives du Nil.
So that's a very
famous. That's Pastime Paradise by Stevie Wonder, which Coolio also sampled for Gangsta's Paradise.
A sample, huh? Let's move to excerpt number two.
Que tous ceux qui sont dans la vibe,
lève-toi.
Que toutes celles qui sont dans la vibe,
lève-toi.
Que ceux qui sont assis se lèvent,
suive pas.
Allez maintenant on y va. Cette soirée là, avant même qu'elle ait commencé, on est déjà dans l'ambiance. À peine entré sur la piste, on lâche nos derniers pas.
Also a very famous original.
Very good. That is September 1963. Oh What a Night by Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, or was it just the Four Seasons? I think it was just the Four Seasons.
So for excerpt number three, it's going to be a bit more difficult because they've cut the famous loop and they've sort of twisted the tempo. So be careful with this one. And finally,
ooh. Was that Dancing Queen by ABBA? I don't know. Alright, we're going to have to find that one out. Continuing on.
In a completely different genre, excerpt number 4.
Appelle-moi bâtard de cuisse. Tu passes mon son, ça fait un lavage de piste. Il ne reste plus que les personnes intéressantes. La bonne musique existe maintenant, même si c'est assez récent. Dans le club, ils font quoi? Ils sautent sur ma musique. Les jeunes, ils font quoi? Ils sautent sur ma
Is that, that's a classical piece, and I'm trying to place it, can't place it. Let's say Tchaikovsky. Continuing.
Ready? So let's look at the answers. Excerpt number one was... That's right, sample from Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise. And for all the people who said Coolio, no, you are dead wrong, because I am. The band that we listened to in their very first album in 1991 sampled Stevie Wonder, and Coolio waited 1995 to do it. So I'm afraid the French were the first. The second one, also very famous sample, I'm sure you have answered December 1963, Oh What a Night by Frank Valli and the Four Seasons.
Did I say, I said September 1963, didn't I? December 1963. Do.
But most French people would have said Claude François, the original singer of My Way, or Comme d'habitude, was doing a lot of covers, and his cover of Oh What a Night is actually very, very famous in France.
Very cool. I'm going to have to get that for a Lost in Translation. That's awesome. Claude François.
Sir, the thing which was a bit transformed was actually...
Very good. All right.
ABBA's Dancing Queen. That's right. So yeah, you can listen to it again, but it is ABBA's Dancing Queen. And finally, the track that was made famous by the movie Barry Lyndon by Stanley Kubrick. It's George Friedrich Handel's Saraband. Yes, that's an interesting way of using classical music, especially because Cuisinier, the rapper who used this sample, is actually sort of a modern-day Barry Lyndon. So, if you found this interesting, and if Coverville listeners are interested in learning more about French rap, I suggest they check out yolala.org, that's yolala.org, for an English-language podcast about French hip-hop. Hope you enjoyed this, and I can send you another one. Au revoir, everyone.
Please do. Thank you, Thomas. And the Yolala French hip hop and rap podcast. And I have a link in the show notes. It's at yolala.org. And I love his accent, man. I just sometimes a little hard to understand. But I do need to check out the Barry Lyndon, Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon. I have it on DVD, but I haven't watched it yet. But I hear it's pretty good. And of course, it uses that, like you said, uses that Handel song. One more quick thing about Musically Challenged. Johnny B, who does mostly Trivial podcast, which you do need to check out if you haven't already. It's absolutely excellent. He's also doing the Boned podcast, which is more of a game show featuring a couple players from the podosphere. And those two things are keeping him so busy, he hasn't been able to submit a Musically Challenged segment for a while. And his segments were always a guess the lyrics kind of thing. Actually, his wife would read the lyrics to a famous song and not put it in the right tempo, and Tina and I would have to guess what song those came from. I really miss doing those, so if anyone out there is stumped on who wants to do a Musically Challenged, but they're stumped on what kind of challenge to create, bringing that style back would be absolutely welcome. I'd love to pull one of those out, and it's unfortunate that Johnny has not been able to do any of those for a while, so... But hey, you know, kudos to him. He's doing a great job with his shows, and I wish him the best of luck. I'm absolutely still a subscriber and a follower of his work. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end out the show. Man, it's kind of weird not having Tina here for Musically Challenged. Much rather have the banter. That's going to do it for tonight's show. If you want to get in touch with me to make a request of your own, like some of the ones you heard in today's show, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblogs or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with a cover story of some sort. I'm not sure who yet, but it should be something fun. I promise it will not be Birthday Boy David Hasselhoff cover story. I promise it won't be, although make sure you tip a glass today to the Hoff and thank him for all that's Hoffiness. Or tip a Wendy's cheeseburger to the Hoff today. We'll be back on Thursday night. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. Thanks also to Audio Engine for sponsoring the show. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.